As a teenage rookie last season, Florida Panthers defenseman Aaron Ekblad moved into the home of teammate Willie Mitchell, a veteran player nearly twice his age, and his wife Megan. In March, Katie Baker wrote about the trio for Grantland, and I asked her to explain how this arrangement came to be.
During preseason, Willie and Aaron were paired up as defensive partners for part of it, and they became buddies both on and off the ice. Willie is a veteran player who's won two Stanley Cups with the LA Kings before coming to the Florida Panthers, so he had an interest in kind of coaching Aaron a little bit, and he slowly started to think to himself that it might be a great thing for him to do to host Aaron at his house for the season, because it's pretty unusual for someone as young as Aaron to live on his own in the first year. So he started coming home and telling his wife that Aaron was unlike most other 18-year-olds. And his wife had never met Aaron, so she was a little skeptical, but they finally wore her down, and now she refers to Aaron as her son.
While he was playing junior hockey, Aaron, like lots of young skaters, lived with a host family, but he says living with the Mitchells is not much like that. Why not?
He said living with the Mitchells is a lot more like living with a big brother and sister. They respect him as an equal. They rib him a lot, and he gives it right back, but he doesn't have that sense where he feels like he's having to tiptoe around them. They make him feel welcome. They cook him delicious meals, and they take him out on the boat and try to knock him off.
They cook him delicious meals, and they let him cook, too. He makes cookies.
Yeah. Willie Mitchell's wife, Megan, went to culinary school in California and graduated, so she's a phenomenal cook, so I think she's kind of inspired that in Aaron. His defense partner, Brian Campbell, told me that when he was still 18 years old, you know, in the fall, he got on the team plane with a barrel full of cookies. When I asked Aaron about it, he was kind of embarrassed that anyone had told me the story, but he said, you know, Meg makes these delicious chocolate chip cookies, and he wanted to learn how to make them. So he woke up one day before a long road trip and went down to the kitchen, and Meg helped him make a batch of cookies.
After your story was published, you tweeted, "The undisputed MVP of my Grantland story is the great Megan Mitchell." I'm not sure I'm at all surprised by that. This was really something that she managed to do.
Yeah, Megan Mitchell, I mean, you know, she takes care of these boys, her husband and her makeshift son. You know, they had a terrible flu when I first got there, and she was kind of the nurse in the sick ward. And not only that, she also has a role, you know, in terms of the team, because the team has relatively new ownership. So she's one of those people that's not afraid to go to ownership and say, we need closer parking for the families. You know, they have strollers. You know, she really has a role that makes you realize how important the families are to professional athletes.
Willie Mitchell and Aaron Ekblad obviously have a lot in common. They're both defensemen, and they play on the same team, and they live in the same house. But there is one crucial distinction, it seems to me, between them. Whereas Willie Mitchell took the long road to NHL stardom, Aaron Ekblad got there in the blink of an eye. I mean, this was a kid who everybody knew was going to, you know, be a 19-year-old sensation in the NHL.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Aaron Ekblad was drafted first overall, whereas Willie Mitchell was drafted in the 8th round of the draft. I think he was the 199th overall pick. And he joked that, you know, no one even calls you to tell you you've been drafted when you're drafted that low. I think he found out from his parents. Aaron is considered, you know, the future of the franchise, and Willie is more of a defensive defenseman, a role player. And he talks about how when you're someone like Aaron, you're given more of a leash to be creative on the ice, but at the same time, he's able to see what it means to be a role player and to be a leader without having to be a flashy player, which is what Willie does. And I think that's been a really important learning experience for him.
Well, when you're Aaron Ekblad, you're not only given more of a leash, you're given a heck of a lot of money, millions of dollars up front. I wonder if Willie is ever scratching his head and saying, boy, I wish I'd come along 20 years later when the paychecks were bigger.
It's interesting because from Aaron's perspective, he is almost jealous of Willie sometimes because Willie has this rich history and he has all these NHL stories about, you know, playing for Jacques Lemaire and Aaron sits there and laps it all up, and he even said once that he lives vicariously through Willie, which I think is hilarious considering, you know, he's such the future of not just the team, but even the NHL.
Aaron Ekblad went on to win the NHL's Rookie of the Year award. He no longer lives with Willie Mitchell. He's moved into his own apartment. But sometimes after games, Aaron hangs out with Willie and Megan at their place. You can link to Katie Baker's story, The Roomies, at onlyagame.org.